Ah, greetings, dear listener. You've stumbled upon Winston's Weekly Words, the podcast where one splendid word each week becomes your passport to sounding delightfully clever. Whether you're dazzling at parties, playing Wordle on your phone, or simply wishing to outshine your chatty neighbor, you're in the right place. I'm Winston, bulldog by breed, linguist by nature. And together, we shall conquer the English language. With charm, wit, and absolutely no trousers required.
Hello, everybody from around the globe, and a big shout out to you guys and girls, because we have officially listeners from 96, that's 96 different countries. So 4 more new countries, guys, and then we have listeners of Fraser's podcast, English with Fraser, in 100, yes, 100 different countries. So that's my next goal. Looking forward to achieving that soon. Of course, welcome back to another episode of Winston's Weekly Words, the show where we explore one delightfully useful English word at a time, with a healthy dash of British wit and charm. I'm Fraser, and as always, I'm joined by the most financially savvy bulldog in all of Britain. That is Winston.
Good day, dear listeners. I keep my savings under the rug and only invest in biscuits. But yes, I do know a thing or two about money, especially when it comes to today's word, quid.
Ah yes, quid. One of the most commonly used words in the UK when talking about money. Now, simply put, quid means 1 British pound. That'll be 5 quid, mate. He owes me 20 quid. Ah, I only have a couple of quid left.
It's casual, informal, and oh so British. You'll hear it everywhere, from corner shops to posh restaurants.
And a quick note, because I have heard many listeners and many learners of English make this mistake. Now, quid is both singular and plural. So that means it can be used for one or more than one. We don't and will never ever say quids. 1 quid. 50 quid. But never 50 quids. That is grammatically incorrect. So remember, like squid, you just say quid. This rule is actually similar to the word sheep. We always say sheep. We never say sheeps. There's 50 sheep there. There's 2,000 sheep. We never add S. The same as quid. Don't add S. Just say quid.
Quite right. That would make you sound like a tourist. Or worse, someone from Essex trying to sound posh.
Steady on now, Winston. Now, let's compare to our brothers and sisters across the Atlantic. Now, Americans might say bucks or buck. That's 10 bucks, meaning that's $10. Whereas the Brits would say quid instead of pounds. So remember, quid is the British equivalent of saying a buck or bucks in American English. And it's one of those essential British words you simply must know if you really do want to sound natural, native, or even show off.
And don't confuse it with squid, which is seafood. And frankly, disgusting unless it's deep fried and served with chips.
Let's give a few more common phrases just to check that everybody understands. He paid 100 quid for those trainers. I only get paid about 300 quid a week. Can you lend me a tenner? I'm out of quid.
Speaking of which, we Brits also use tenner and fiver for £10 and £5 notes. Got a tenner on you? I found a £5 note down the sofa. Honestly, the sofa's the best bank in Britain.
Quite literally the best feeling in the world when you find a £5, £10 or £20 note anywhere, even if it's your own one you forgot about. Now, Winston, old chap, do we know where the word quid comes from? Can you enlighten the listeners for me?
Ah, yes, though it's a bit of a mystery. Some say it comes from the Latin phrase quid pro quo, meaning something for something. Others believe it started as military slang in the 17th century. No one's completely sure, but we are sure that if you're in the UK, you'll hear it everywhere.
So, the next time you're in London and they charge you 20 quid for a sandwich, you'll know exactly what we mean. And that's your word of the week, quid. Now you can talk about money like a local, and even understand a British price tag without panicking.
And there you have it, old sport. Another word mastered and added to your arsenal of eloquence. Until next time, keep speaking splendidly and meet me back here again for the next word. Godspeed, old boy, Godspeed.